This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson confirmed that his government plans to scrap laws requiring face masks and social distancing later this month. At a media briefing on Monday, the Prime Minister acknowledged that lifting the restrictions will drive surging coronavirus cases even higher. Prime Minister Johnson confirmed the government would also stop instructing people to work from home if they can, leaving employers free to bring staff back to offices. Rescue workers found three more bodies in the rubble of the collapsed condominium building in the southern U.S. state of Florida on Monday. The discovery bringing the death toll to 27, even as 118 people are still unaccounted for. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava continued to describe operations in the beachside community of Surfside as a rescue, not a recovery, despite being in the 12th day. There are still hopes more people will be found alive, although none have been seen since the earliest hours of the search. The mayor there said there is hope that there could be voids in the rubble where someone could survive. Demolition experts imploded the remaining portion of the partially collapsed condominium on Sunday evening. They feared that it was unstable and could come down in the face of high winds from an advancing tropical storm. 140 students taken from their boarding school in northwestern Nigeria overnight. That's according to local officials Monday. The armed attackers opened fire on the Bethel Baptist High School in Kaduna State. Teachers at the school told reporters they don't know where the students were taken. 26 people were rescued, according to police. This is VOA News. The United Nations envoy compared Belarus to a totalitarian state on Monday. The UN special rapporteur told the Human Rights Council the forced grounding of a passenger plane in Minsk shows the Belarusian government's wish to end all forms of dissidence. That forced landing led to the arrest of an onboard journalist in May. Anaïs Marin told the Geneva-based forum that the situation illustrates the desire of authorities to end all forms of dissidence by purging society of elements it considers undesirable. She said it is a form of purge that recalls those practiced by totalitarian states. She also described a deteriorating situation in the former Soviet state. Pope Francis is alert, breathing without assistance, and in good overall condition following surgery to remove part of his colon, according to the Vatican on Monday. The 84-year-old Pope is expected to stay in the hospital for 7 days, barring any complications, following his three-hour operation on Sunday night by a 10-person surgical team at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. That's according to spokesman Matteo Bruni. The Pope underwent a left hemicolectomy, a procedure in which one side of the colon is removed. It was the first time the Vatican disclosed the specific nature of the surgery. Tropical storm Elsa is sweeping along Cuba's southern coast, and forecasters expect it to make landfall on the island's central shore by mid-afternoon Monday. Cuban officials evacuated 180,000 people as a precaution against the possibility of heavy flooding from a storm that already battered several Caribbean islands, killing at least three people. Elsa is forecast to cross over Cuba by Monday night and then head for Florida, where a state of emergency has been declared in 15 counties, including Miami-Dade County, where the search remains ongoing, where the condominium collapsed. Some Spanish regions are rolling back curbs on nightlife only weeks after dropping them. This comes as soaring numbers of coronavirus infections pop up among the unvaccinated youth, fearing that the surging contagion could strain healthcare services. Health officials in several parts of the country are also rushing to reach people under 30 with COVID-19 jabs. Cashew nut processors in Ivory Coast have asked for government aid and protection from competition coming from deeper-pocketed Asian exporters that they say are driving them toward bankruptcy, according to a letter seen by Reuters. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.